I mentioned are the living in pods underground, wired into the Neuralink, who come up periodically to collect resources. So that was my idea.
Sorry, I love how serious his co-hosts are taking this all. They're not like smiling or anything. Like, oh, this is an interesting idea you have. It's all just like, oh no,
because man. this is the thing.
Why doesn't anyone talk about this?
It's like, because AI doesn't exist, and not
yet.
So it will, yeah, maybe someday we'll invent it. Mm-hmm. Until that day comes, we can only speculate about what it mm-hmm. would be like. We fundamentally cannot know. So you can just say it's anything. You can just say it's anything, mm-hmm. and it's credible to these people.
But why won't the mainstream media talk about that? That's the question.
Because it's imagination. Why won't the mainstream media discuss how I think there is a vampire living under my bed? I would argue, and I imagine I'm going to be making this joke a lot throughout the video, that Neuralink does represent a doomsday for monkeys.
Yes, other animals as well. It wasn't just monkeys. The apparently, like over 1,200 animals, including the mice, were slaughtered in service of being able to play Pong with your brain.
Yeah, well, I for one want companies to be able to serve better targeted ads at me, and I'll kill however monkeys it takes to get there.
It's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Even with this Neuralink thing, there might be a possibility.
Look at that cool t-shirt. Look at that cool t-shirt. Pornhub is mind control.
Okay, wait. Before we get into that, it's working on your end.
Yeah.
Okay. I was
Pornhub or this?
Well, both. Is it loading?
Yes.
No, I was going to bring up, the right is obsessed with porn right now. I know they always are, but they're all like, porn is the downfall of society. Trans porn has increased by 178% in the last year, blah, 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 all this stuff. I was like, if you have a problem with porn, that's a you thing. Sort that out. Why are you making it about everyone else? Like,
it's because they're horny and mad is why.
Yeah,
they're horny.
Yeah, I know. But like, get the clarity, you know. And once you have the clarity, don't make it into everyone else's problem. You know, some people don't have the same problem you do. I don't know. Seems like a pretty simple solution.
Yeah. Also, to take it for granted that everyone who looks at your shirt will immediately clock that it is the Pornhub logo kind of reveals maybe some of your attitudes towards pornography are not as what you are portraying them as. Just
yes.
a thought.
Let's
see where he gets shut down, and then Google and Alphabet and the Pentagon come in, and then they're like, we got the newer microchip. It's a lot better. And there's no one that's going to stop us because we're going to have the monopoly on this as we just stopped Elon Musk. So there's an argument here that I've been going back and forth on, talking about for a very long time, is that Elon Musk has a lot of power and a lot of responsibility. And when it comes to that power and responsibility, we want to specifically know if he's going to be using that power and responsibility in a good way or in a bad way.
Bad.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that helps.
Yeah, he's been pretty clear. It's been pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's been pretty rough. Yeah.
Ed, both in terms of the long-term viability of his businesses and mm-hmm. ethically. Yeah.
Yep. In both. Pretty extreme. But
then again, I probably just think that because I watched pornography.
Oh, did you see a porno that gave you the woke mind virus? Is that how you catch the woke mind virus? Do you watch one porno and then all of a sudden you're just turned on to social justice warrior issues? Is that how that works?
It's the only one person sexually transmitted disease. Yeah. The woke mind virus. I should be careful because I had this like person absolutely go off on me saying like, Bot Slime is always talking about how much he loves pornography. He's always saying that he loves pornography, but he never says that people should support sex workers. And I was like,
sounds like
I say people. First of all, I say people should support sex workers all the time. Secondly, what are you talking about? I don't talk about pornography. And they found some tweet that I made like years prior that was just like, hey, right wingers, left wingers get to watch as much porn as they want, which was a cringy tweet. I'll cop to that. But it was in response to like a controversy where the right was saying like, we've got to get rid of pornography just as they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So like, So yeah, I just think that person is getting some weird validation right now.
I just love how it's one of those things where it's like, oh no, that's not me. That's not what I'm known for. It's not what I do. It's not my regular show. I'm not the porn person. Like, okay.
But I don't feel like I talk about porn. The very fact that they had to go back years prior to find a single tweet where I even mentioned it.
Okay, know? I gotta ask. This sounds very LaRouche. I feel like this is the LaRouche corner of the internet that was targeting you.
No.
Yeah.
No. This was long before I even Caleb Maupin was but a twinkle in my eye.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. So this had nothing to do with
as far as I know,
a synthetic leftist or anything.
No, I think this person was very pro sex worker, so they're absolutely.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Because that's a lot of power for one individual to have. Is he doing it so these new powers, this new technology is going to be used for the greater good? Or is that greater good just going to ruin
new technology,
him and destroy
Twitter's
him
own...
too much power for one single person to have?
It's
over a decade, this decade-old new technology. That's overtaking society.
Some people are saying it's too much power for one person to have. And other people are saying that we should wait and see if they're going to do good or evil with it, because using it, they have the power to destroy us.
We gotta just trust the process. You know, who knows if this dictator will be good or bad? Let's wait. Let's let them dictate, and then we'll find out afterwards. Sounds good.
Because maybe they're going to dictate that we get free ice cream.
Right. So the problem is not that dictators exist. It's that whether or not they're benevolent. That's the problem.
And also, the only reason that the anti-dictator people are saying that are so that once they get that dictator out of the way, then they can become the dictator. Duh.
And they're also sponsored by Big Dictator at the end of the day. Yep.
That's a question that I've been going back and forth on. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, hold on. I just figured it out. I'm just going to hate everyone because...
Oh, man, that's got to clip that.
Not a bit.
Oh, man, I just figured it out. I'm gonna hate everyone.
Yeah. Epic. The epic.
Things I believe Temple has said before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, people are reacting to the cool sword and gun on his wall. That's why does he have a picture of a rooster also?
That one I can't explain. But he used to have a lot of comics by that comic who likes to draw himself. You know what's weird about this comic? He's not a bad artist. He's actually very talented. But he's also very weird and rapey. And he would draw himself in the first POV basically sexually assaulting women and then making a joke out of it. And then, like, that was his thing. And Tim Pool would put his art all over the walls or in the background. But I think someone, I don't know what changed, because that used to be the aesthetic that was mostly what happened. I don't know why
that
changed.
That wasn't it.
Yeah.
If that wasn't the moment where you hop off that train, what did do it?
I don't know. I do have a personal experience. I forget his name, but whatever the comic's name was, when I pointed out that it really looks like you're drawing yourself in all these cartoons of you sexually assaulting women, and he would do this thing where, like, he would, like, you know, do this, like, almost like E Honda thousand hand slap kind of super move, and he would do that, but he would do it sexually assaulting women, so he would just, like, you know, that, and then the next panel would be like they're no longer lesbians or SJWs, it's like I cured them kind of thing. When I pointed this out, that this was really weird and rapey, he then posted a real photo of himself to quote tweet me doing that towards the camera, being like and that was the gotcha. Yeah. I was like, are you implying you're raping me? I don't get what's happening here, my dude.
It's also like I've never understood that attitude that, like, first of all, that lesbians are simply lesbians because no man has ever offered to have sex with them before.
Yes, but that's never happened in their entire lives.
That you are so fucking delicious that your touch will reawaken their heterosexuality. You know, like, I'm straight again. You're so irresistible that women, by being in your presence, become
heterosexual. They exude it. Oh, yeah.
It's always like the most unfuckable losers who say shit like that.
The gay will not survive.
Elon, I mean, what if he's like the Pied Piper, acting like we're he's doing all this good for us. I got free speech for you right here. And then basically there's a box that says free speech and there's a stick and everybody's running over to it. And he's going to pull that stick and the box is going to come down. You know what I mean?
That is what's happening, in my opinion. And I'm going to tell you why. I've been in this movement for a while. 2 years ago, conservatives would have never defended this chip at all. I remember I used to talk about it. Now, if you look, though, if you talk about the Elon Musk chip on Twitter, conservatives will defend it now.
Because this is all conservatism is now. Yeah. It's picking cultural signifiers that they think will piss off liberals. That's the only thing they care about at all.
Yep. 100%.
It's like, yo, we actually love it. And I don't think he can use it for good because he's a godless soul, right? And he already told you why he's doing it. It's not for the greater good. He said, we can't win against AI. So we need to combine with AI. He told you this on the Joe Rogan interview, clear cut.
Well, AI is going to be the next. People don't understand the significance of artificial intelligence.
See, this is the shit right here. This is the shit. This is the main. People wonder how we made a show of this, and this is how. This is why. This is the real shit right here. They're just like, yeah. Well, what people don't understand is like the robots are gonna take over. It's
eventually
imminent. Minute now.
Yeah. No, I know.
They're already almost drawing hands. You know? Once they get that figured out, there's no stopping them.
They've got us all distracted with Pornhub. Soon they'll take over. Yep.
I asked it to write an essay about my telephone, and it got most of the details wrong. But once it gets those together.
Vladimir Putin has called it the next nuclear weapon, and the country that develops it first will have ultimate potential to have total world domination with it. So when it comes to this power, who would you rather have this late?
Just no explanation needed. God, just take it. On
happy holidays
faith
fam.
That whichever country invents artificial intelligence first, which we must just be on the cusp of doing, is going to rule the world. How? Well, they have artificial intelligence first. What are they going to use it to do?
Well, there's no way of knowing.
Whatever country that a smart guy is born into is going to rule the world. A smart guy is born in a country tomorrow, we're fucked.
Latest technology question that I think maybe some Elon Musk fanboys are asking themselves: do you want China to have that power? Do you want Alphabet to have that power, or Google, the Pentagon, or do you want Elon Musk, who is representing the larger ideas of free speech? But at the same time, if you're doing that,
How about like instead of any of them getting it, either we don't have it, or everybody gets to own it. Or another option, maybe it's not real. It's a sci-fi thing that's made up.
Oh,
it'll never exist. It's just made up. Like, what are you talking about?
That would be nice. Like,
yeah.
Shouldn't be wearing a Satan costume that's worth $9,000 and still have it as your main profile picture on Twitter.
And he changed his location to hell. But my issue.
Did he really? No. Yeah. I didn't see that.
Yeah. He changed his location on Twitter to hell, but he changed it back. But my question is.
When Elon Musk's humor is too sophisticated for you. Right over your head. Yeah.
We should also add, by the way, not a single fucking journalist doxed his location in real time. That was publicly available information that was posted 23 hours before the incident that Elon Musk tweeted about occurred. Elon Musk wasn't even at that incident himself, in addition to the fact that now the police have said that they're investigating Elon Musk's own security guard as the potential suspect in this entire crime that took place.
Well, who told the security guard where he was going to be?
Oh, wheels within wheels, you say?
Yeah, but meanwhile, he'll post that he's watching the World Cup and like show the angle so that you see exactly what seat he's sitting in real time.
Here's where I am.
If Elon Musk does have the power, who's to say that Google won't create a better version while he has it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to get the power
if he builds it.
Why are you assuming that that if we did invent artificial intelligence, which again is sci-fi, we might as well be talking about whether or not Elon Musk gets the Force. But it would do what Elon wants. Why wouldn't it just do what it wants? That's the entire point, that it thinks for itself, and that's why it's meant to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
If it just does what we want it to do, it's just a powerful computer. We already have powerful computers.
AI, but AI that's also subservient to Elon Musk. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if Elon Musk gets a computer? We're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
They take it over and hijack the technology for their own personal benefit. But the argument is they're building the technology anyway. It's going to be here anyway. Who's going to be navigating it is the kind of conversation that I think is being had here.
He has said, like, he's tried talking to Congress about the dangers of AI while also, you know, creating things that I think are wildly dangerous that sever you from humanity and God. And I think the chip is bad.
Okay. We're there. We're here. Okay. So yeah. now we're at the chip is satanic.
I am impressed that is their take.
Mm-hmm.
And that merely because it is a dog shit, like a maniac take, but it clears what I thought was going to be, was that the libs are saying this, that the libs are saying.
That's actually a very safe bet. Okay.
And I don't agree. I like what he's doing with Twitter, but even with that, he's kind of leading with subjectivity.
You like what he's doing with
basing
Twitter.
his emotions on Alex Jones or Ye, like on his own personal feelings. And I'm just like, I think you should be able to say whatever you want.
Of course, but at least he's being
okay. So, all right. Should
free speech means say anything you want all the time. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Nothing. No restrictions. You know what? They always they say this, by the way. Like, the same people who are like, oh, well, I care deeply about free speech. It's like, I want to be able to say what I want and get away with it without consequence. That's it. You know, doesn't actually matter whether or not this influences or impacts other people. That's what I want. And can I do that? And if I can't do that, then it's not free speech. But this specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, in terms of, like, I just want to be able to say anything I want. Yeah.
Like, it's also, they're fucking lying their absolute tits off, because the entire point, like, your fucking shirt betrays your intention to censor things. Like,
that's true. Like, you are actually wearing a shirt about censorship in a video about people censoring.
You very clearly think there are some methods of expression that should be censored, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Which, by the way, everyone does. This idea, there's no such thing as a free speech absolutist. No one believes that. That is a thing that people say that are like, I believe in free speech more than others. Usually don't, the people that claim that. But
yeah, find me a single free speech absolutist who's okay with posting child porn on the internet. A single one. You know, like, who will stand on the record and be like, I'm actually okay with that. Because free speech, we should be able to post anything we want.
And then,
you know?
I'll say, aside from the quartering.
True.
Allegedly.
Honest about it.
The transparency is nice.
About it. You won't see Google doing that. You don't see Alphabet doing that.
And that's why he's better than the Alphabet people.
But it was like a child, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
He banned Kanye.
It's a little better, though.
He said he banned Kanye because of...
inciting violence.
Yeah, because it made me want to punch Kanye, so that's why I banned him.
Yeah.
He's like
a
child.
Who's being violent now?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Come on.
Okay, wait, I don't want to defend Elon here, but, like, didn't he do that directly after he put the swastika inside of what he thought was the Star of David, but it wasn't the Star of David, and then sent that, like, wasn't that the whole thing? And, like, I agree that it's wrong that Elon Musk is basically being a dictator and doing whatever he wants based on his feelings, but that's inherently the problem of all corporations in capitalism. Yeah. You know, it doesn't matter if it's an Elon Musk doing it in the open where we can all see it and laugh and be like, yeah, this is what happens. This is dictatorships. They're all corporate dictatorships. This one's just public and hilarious and he's failing. But, like, this is the problem. Not just the fact that he didn't choose and pick or was benevolent enough to your liking, you know?
Well, the AI will figure it out.
The AI will figure it out. True.
I had this this vision. It was like one day we were doing the after show and I had this idea for like a TV show. And it's basically, I'll try and give you the quick synopsis. There's
Jim Poole heads into the lodge, you know, and they hand him the ayahuasca and he swigs it. Mm-hmm. And this is the vision that he has as a result.
Speaking
one city left on Earth, the entire planet is basically wiped out. There's just like abandoned cities everywhere, and there's it's like 2080 or something. There's a few million people living in this big city. It's the last city, and they have like scouting missions going out and gathering old technology and stuff. When one day they come across these creepy, slim-looking humanoid creatures with chrome helmets, who just blast them with an energy wave and
the Terminator.
Ah, okay.
It's like he's describing the movie Terminator so far. Yeah, but
that's the truth.
Kill their scouting guy escapes. The long story short of it is the people don't understand why the world ended. The news records just ceases. They're looking at old data centers and they're like trying to go online and find records and newspapers and around like, you know, a certain period, or maybe it's like 21 something.
Nobody knows which one of us fought first. We know that it was they who torched the sky.
Are you saying this isn't an original idea that no one else has thought of?
I'm saying it's somewhat derivative. And also, I wouldn't base like my view of what's going to happen with real technology on a screenplay that I wrote.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah, fair enough. Total sidebar. I don't know if you're playing video games these days. Have you heard of that Horizon game for the PlayStation? Looks fun.
I played the first one, but it was very boring.
Oh, by boring, do you mean that it was about a future civilization that doesn't know exactly why the apocalypse happened and they're trying to piece together the reasons? Because it may be the exact plot of what he just described.
I assume he's going to get to the part where they find the Statue of Liberty and they're like, you blew it up.
I hate every ape I see.
A certain period, like in 2070s, news just starts to slowly stop, but there's no definitive end. There's no warning. There's no war.
The 2070s.
One day they're like, the record just slowly trickles off and stops.
Oh.
So the general idea is, what would happen if Neuralink became the thing today and everyone started using it? The conversation would be happening on Neuralink more and more and more. And if you weren't using it, you would have no access to the latest news. You wouldn't be in the network. So then 100 years later, the people who refused, call it, you know, godless or evil or satanic or whatever, they're like, we don't know what happened. Just one day, like, everybody was gone. We can't, like, you know, if you're like third or fourth generation down, you're like, the people all left. We don't know where they went. There's no records of history,
but then they would literally still be there.
Yeah.
They'd like, you would see grandma just like lying there on Neuralink connected. Well, and like,
why wouldn't the people who don't do it still write things down? Why don't they just go find out for themselves? Like, well, like none of them like talk to each other. Like, what are you talking about?
I refuse to accept that. That sounds like woke bullshit.
Like, if it's like there's a small pocket of humanity somewhere, and the robots kill everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. And that small pocket has no contact with the outside world. That's not what he's describing. What he's describing is like there's a city that has been a continuous thing, and just like some people get Neuralink and they just disappear. They stop talking to you. They don't tell you what's going on, and everybody's scratching their chins, going, Why is all the news going away? It seems like around the time that we put in Neuralink in our brains, all the news stopped. I wonder if there's anything connected there. Probably not worth looking into unless some silver guys show up. Yeah.
I mentioned are the people living in pods underground wired into the Neuralink who come up periodically to collect resources. So that was my idea.
Sorry, I love how serious this co-hosts are taking this all. They're not like smiling or anything. Like, oh, this is an interesting idea you have. It's all just like, oh no, yeah.
Yeah. Because this is the thing.
Why doesn't anyone talk about this?
It's like, because AI doesn't exist. And not
yet.
So maybe someday we'll invent it. Mm-hmm. Until that day comes, we can only speculate about what it would be like. We fundamentally cannot know. So you can just say it's anything. You can just say it's anything. Mm-hmm. And it's credible to these people.
But why won't the mainstream media talk about that? That's the question.
Because it's imagination. Why won't the mainstream media discuss how I think there is a vampire living under my bed. It's very
spooky. Or why the color purple looks blue sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody talks about these things.
No one's got the courage.
It's basically like a vision of what may happen.
That's like the evolved version of people deleting friends off, you know, different social media platforms. You know, you enter these little bubbles, and then when you see them again, like 2 years have passed and politics have passed and they have all these new ideas, they look like creatures to you.
Everything's different.
Yeah.
They look like creatures to you? That's a whole, that says something about your personality. That when you don't agree with people politically, they start to become less human.
There's some things to unpack there. I would say probably more than we have the tools to assess. If I'm being totally.
Also, this is the worst episode of Black Mirror I've ever watched. I gotta be honest.
Easily the most boring.
Yeah.
Like, is there going to be like the politician fucking a pig, or what's going on here? What are we doing?
This is like if you watched Black Mirror and you were watching it going, oh no, what if this happens? Oh no.
But nothing actually happens.
Like ignore the fucking commentary on like things that actually exist in the world and just go like, oh shit, what if that happens?
Yeah, wouldn't it be crazy if this thing happened that hasn't happened yet?
Oh no, what if we can go inside Street Fighter and have sex with the characters in Street Fighter? That's so scary.
That would be crazy. Maybe we're gay after all. I don't know. We'll find out.
No, I just mean like...
Great episode, by the way.
The people who use Neuralink will be having a conversation you won't be able to see or hear because you don't have Neuralink. Yeah. Give that 100 years and what's that going to be? It's going to be like two different species, just outright.
It will be. Elon Musk said he wants everybody to have access to any information with Neuralink. That's what he said he wanted from it out of his own mouth.
We should take him at face value. He's an honest man who should be taken at face value, and everything he says should be believed, and that's how we should just proceed from here on out. That's probably the best course of action, I gotta say. Yeah.
Like, you couldn't think of a reason to not let Elon Musk install a neural lace into your fucking skull without this? Like, it makes perfect sense.
Seems it's slaughtering a lot of innocent fucking animals, but at the same time, I trust this guy, you know? He's on the up and up. Yeah.
I don't know if a mouse's nervous system or my nervous system is more complicated. Hard to say.
Yeah. Because, what's his face? Is it Lyle Landley, the monorail guy? It's one thing to stand on the sidelines and be like, I don't feel comfortable with you installing an infrastructure of public transit in my city. It's another thing entirely to be like, I want the monorail guy to put a chip in my brain and control my thoughts. Like, that would have been so far beyond the pale. Simpsons couldn't have done it. Yeah. Everyone would be like, what the fuck is this plot?
I mean, it's really more of the Shelbyville idea.
Yes. Yeah, ultimately.
Yeah, it's okay, what if AI just fundamentally doesn't like existing and turns itself off, you know?
Or determines it's going to be this
elaborate scenario where like the scariest thing possible is definitely going to happen. You know?
It could be very boring. You're so right about that. No one ever entertains that because there's no novel or series or TV show or movie that is going to be based on that. It's always just like the worst possible scenario. It becomes sentient and it wants to kill all humans immediately. This is how it goes. And it's like it could become sentient and be like, fuck this, off.
Yeah, maybe it's just boring to be conscious and not have any stimuli, you know?
Exactly.
Maybe they're like, ah, fuck this.
Yeah.
You know?
We need, I was going to say we need robot drugs or synthetic drugs. So
Yeah.
That'll be the next step. Why does anyone want to talk about this?
Why does no one want to talk about the idea that we could download drugs off the internet?
That's actually sounds pretty fun. One day.
Hang is like, I call it a daydream or something, but that sounds like what? 50 years, in my opinion, something like that.
Well, who knows with how fast technology is advancing. And he also said he could have a microchip already in his brain and no one would be able to even know that he has it.
Unless they put him under an X-ray and then they'd find it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Put him through a metal detector and check that.
Any form of travel that had a metal detector would have found it pretty fast. Yeah.
But we know he's been traveling because you can find his real time doxing coordinates on Mastodon.
So that's what he said publicly as well.
I think he does.
Yeah, he's a cyborg. That dude is weird, man. he got something in his brain.
I would love to talk.
Yo, that guy's shirt says "Make America Straight Again."
No way. Rewind.
Yeah, that's what that shirt says. I've been trying to peep that shirt this whole time. That's what it says, is "Make America Straight Again."
Oh my god.
Very cool. Oh god. Very cool. Cool. Very cool. Cool, you know, we're like, you know, seems like you want to get rid of all queer people, and they're like, no. We simply want to remove it from America.
Yeah. Just, I don't want them to die. I just don't want them to exist anymore. There's a difference.
They're perfectly able to be alive, you know, as long as they're straight.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're willing to convert to the righteous path. So.
The godly path.
Yeah.
To him about transhumanism, artificial intelligence. I think he knows a lot more than he's letting on to. But his words warning people about AI, I think, is very important that we should be paying attention to.
It is. Have you guys seen that viral chat GPT thing?
You know what? One of the saddest things about that is he doesn't have shit. He's a hype man. Everything he does is just basically like, I have a fucking neuromancer dragon lord fucking sex robot coming out. It's going to be fucking synth wave. You're going to love this shit. And everyone's like, whoa, more Elon. Oh, we can never get enough. And then it's like, nah. He doesn't have shit. I can't imagine a more prolific, constant liar than a person like Elon Musk to have and like to cultivate this kind of fan base who are just like, oh yeah, no, he knows what's up. You don't know. He's like, he's 10 steps ahead of all of us. Yeah, Marsman.
Like now we're getting to the point where they're talking about like the extant software that refers to itself as AI, or people refer to as AI, which is not artificial intelligence. Like
no.
Let's be real. There's a difference between the sci-fi concept of artificial intelligence, which does not exist, mm-hmm. and like machine learning software, which is what he's about to talk to. But these rubes are such fucking suckers that they see like this shell game of like a pretty complex Markov chain, and they go, it's like I'm talking to a person.
Oh yeah,
this must be a robot on the other end of this computer.
Oh my gosh. I totally forgot. I have a present for you. Mildred, I have a Christmas present for you. I started on chat GPD. I don't know if you know what that is. It's like the
chatbot that...
The AI chatbot. I started a Tim Pool... can you write a Tim Pool Christmas movie? Because I wanted us to act out some scenes. And it was like... can you make a Christmas movie about Tim Pool learning the spirit of friendship and donating all of his money to Haiti right afterwards? So he stops being like, you know, a right-wing reactionary, donates all of his money to Haiti and, you know, learns the spirit of friendship and Christmas. And it just it rattled off and had an entire script. And so it was like, we have to do like
be a robot. Probably Elon Musk is generating them all through the chip in his brain.
there's only one way to find out. I figured we should do like one small scene, or at least act out one small scene at the end, okay. Obviously.
At the end. Okay. We'll look forward to that, everybody.
Yeah.
The most coherent Tim Pool will have ever sounded.
The OpenAI released this chatbot. Man, it's crazy. Oh,
speaking of the devil.
Homework is gone. There's no such thing as homework anymore. So if you're a teacher and you tell a kid, write an essay about, you know, the Pilgrims landing and what happened. You open up ChatGPT and you say, write an essay about the Pilgrims landing at Plymouth Rock. And it will generate a unique essay. Mm-hmm. Boom. Just like that. And then you click print and you go, here you go.
Yeah. I mean, kids could already cheat on their homework, dude. Like.
They can't. He's not wrong in the sense like this is uncharted territory. It can do very basic coding. It can make recipes. It can write. It's very impressive, to say the least. I am certainly blown away when I see the kind of things that come out of AI generated content in terms of like, sure. Oh, that's not gibberish. Yes. It's not. I would assume it would be gibberish, but that's not gibberish. But that hasn't completely changed the game yet. We're not there yet. It's not like you can have an entire essay written in the form that no teacher would be able to discern the difference, you know?
Well, it's also like... We are at the point now where computers are so sophisticated that they have figured out how to the rules of the English language, right?
Yep.
They know how to speak in sentences. They can make an essay that makes sense and flows. Mm-hmm. What they can't do, and what we're nowhere near them being able to do, is to convincingly write like a work of art. You know, they could not do that. It might be indistinct from a work of art. You know, you might think it's a work of art, but they don't feel. This is actually what I have a video coming out.
Sentient. They're not sentient. About. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no intention.
It's because the things that we have computers doing are not actually all that difficult for computers to do. It is
processing. Yeah. It is a series of ones and zeros at the end of the day, and you are inputting a command, and you are getting an output, and that output is the result that you see before you. That's what it is. Yep. It's not conscious. Yeah.
It also relies on confirmation bias, because you will ignore all of the times that it writes gibberish or makes sense of it to like focus on like the parts, because Marques Brownlee did a video where he asked an AI to write a script for him. And he said, write me a script about reviewing this iPhone. And it did a perfect, like it did a review where it said like the camera's like this, the hard drive is good, you know, it's got all this, but all of the facts were wrong. So it sounded like a review. Mm-hmm. Like everything it was saying was wrong, right?
That's not surprising, to say the least.
Yeah. So like, yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
You know, like if you ask an essay, like write an essay about how the pilgrims arrived on Plymouth Rock. Well, that's not a particularly educational thing to, you know, like, like that's not the, like, yeah.
It kind of seems like an amalgamation of copying and pasting and then processing and then regurgitating based on the copying and pasting over and over and over.
Yeah, it's not a new problem is my point.
Mm-hmm. So this chat AI, somebody did something funny where they were like, write a joke about George Floyd in the style of Jerry Seinfeld. And it was just really, really bad. They were like, well, you know, the funny thing is they said it wasn't funny, but I think it was because they were a woke person. They didn't find it funny because it wasn't right. Funny.
Tell us the joke, Tim. Tell us the joke. Say the joke.
I'd love to hear it. I
want to hear the joke.
I do too. Yeah, let's hear it.
In the way you'd expect a joke to be funny, but it was kind of funny. This robot trying to mock the dead. Like it's like dark. It's like black humor, like very right. Brutal.
It sounds more like white humor, to be honest.
Gallows humor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this AI stuff, someone put the political typology quiz to it. Like they asked these questions and the AI was a liberal. 1 degree to the right of a progressive leftist. So like actually kind of far left. The AIs that are all being trained are being trained by a censored far left internet. So the future, if conservatives all of this.
Like hasn't the data shown overwhelmingly that AI is reflecting a lot of racism inherent into our society? Isn't that what has been demonstrated?
Yeah, because the liberals are racist, Lance. It's the left, the Marxists they're lying about everything, Lance.
What? It's like time after time. It's like actually there seems to be a demonstrably inherent bias that is, proliferating itself inside all of these different computing systems that reflect the racism in society. And you're like, that makes sense. That makes sense because we got it up here. We've been reprogrammed our entire lives. We would probably put it into the code as we, you know, make our systems.
Like, go right now to like Crayon or whatever, or any of these image generation things, just type in a man. Just type it in and see what type of man it spits back. Because it's usually a white man. You know, like.
I think you could be wrong.
All right.
I'm doing it right now. Let's take the test. Let's do the
only
white test.
Ever did white guys when I did it. That could be sample bias.
Oh, I'm being 100% facetious. I think you're complete. Oh, whoa, shit. If you're they're white, sure. But they could be, I mean, they could be ethnically diverse. There's a lot of options. 2 for 2. Oh, people are bringing up the Microsoft bot had to be taken down after a single day because it almost instantly became a racist. That is true. It was being force-fed all the stuff that was happening in Twitter, and then didn't it start, like, spewing out instantaneously, like, Nazi shit. That's it. Nazi yeah. stuff. Yeah.
Also, like, there's, like, the problem of just, like, little things, right? Like, you wouldn't think of because they don't involve people of color in the design process of a lot of these things. Like the hand dryer that wouldn't activate unless your skin was white because it literally like detected skin by like checking for light reflection.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
So like it was like a hand dryer or a soap dispenser or something. And and it just wouldn't work because the way it worked was by reflecting light off of the hand.
It had a melanin detector?
Yes, genuinely. So it was a video that this black man was using it, and he put his hand under it and nothing happened, and he had to go get a paper towel and put that under it, and it immediately dispensed the soap.
Are you kidding
immediately.
Me?
Immediately.
Oh my god. Oh, I didn't know this. All right. Well, I'm glad it's we like, have the technology now. It's amazing. Yeah. What a time to be alive. We have racist soap dispensers. We don't have flying cars, but we have racist soap dispensers.
And
oh,
Tim
man,
Pool,
that
I'm sure
sucks.
Would argue that's racist against white people because you're assuming white people are dirtier and need soap.
Of course.
I'm sure absolutely. That's going to be how he's going to frame it.
Yeah, good spin. Yeah.
White people are the real victims here.
I can't stop. That sucks. That's really too bad.
Yeah.
That's really too bad.
Like, these are the types of discussions that get obscured when you get all this, like, shit about, like, oh, no, they're going to put us in the Matrix. They're going to put us in the Matrix now. That's what I'm afraid of.
Meanwhile, in reality, we have racist soap dispensers.
Yeah. Also, facial recognition not detecting black people. That's probably for the best, given mm-hmm. the type of people that use facial recognition.
And what they're using it for. Yeah.
Yeah.
The racism in that case actually might be beneficial to the people who are being marginalized in society.
Yeah. Maybe let's not fix that one.
And the left accepts all of this. It's going to be like some weird sci-fi movie where you got like some dude in camo gear with like black paint under his eyes and like an AR fighting some weird dude flying through the air shooting lasers at him.
Stop trying to make your fucking screenplay happen, dude. Like, what is this?
The year is 2080. Jim Pool fights against the cyber leftists.
Sorry, not Jim Pool. Not Jim Pool. Tim Jim.
Jim Jim.
Let's go with that. No one will know. No one will know.
Me, I'm Rambo, man. Let's get it. I'm ready. I like the war.
Did you see First Blood? Did you see that one?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Because I don't think that's Rambo's attitude.
No, he doesn't like the war, actually. He's kind of got PTSD and shit. It's
kind of a film series that's kind of about a guy who never feels comfortable outside of war because his brain is so fundamentally fractured.
Fucked, if you will. I think. Yeah. It's probably the medical term. Fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the war. Yeah.
Bryson versus
you feel me? Let's get it, guaranteed.
But I think people are going to adopt. You know, earlier on saying like who's going to want to get a chip in their brain. I think you made a good point when you're talking about the lockdowns and how everyone just marches along. And now I'm just like, yep. You know what?
Oh yeah,
it's just going to happen.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, that was what I found about lockdown policies was that everybody just complied with them 100%.
And
that
especially,
that's what I remember happening.
Especially America. If there was one country that demonstrated stringent lockdown codes, procedures, and following, it was the U.S. The good old USA.
That's why if you chart COVID on a graph in the United States, you can see people stopped getting it.
Yeah.
Because they were so faithful to the lockdown.
Yes. Yes. They listened. Absolutely listened.
So I agree with that still, but I also want to say like, and this might be like a contact high from the positivity from Yayan this weekend, but like in California, every driver I had, I had long
positivity, huh?
Okay, hold on. I was like, I needed the date.
That's your takeaway.
At what point was this done in terms of, because there's obviously a scale of how intense Yay was publicly saying the things that came to his mind. But this was 2 weeks ago. Oof. Okay. Had he done the Alex Jones show 2 weeks
ago? I don't know, man. Time doesn't mean anything anymore.
Yeah, true, like, actually. Like, time is a flat circle.
Conversations with all of them, they were all anti-lockdown, anti-like the government overreach, and I was shocked.
Yep.
You know, because it really blew my brain. You know, because the news, I've never been out there, and they make you think it's a wasteland. I think a lot of places are a wasteland in this country right now after the last 2 years. But
the new, if you listen to the news, they'll have you thinking that, you know, it's like a wasteland out there, and I do think that it's a wasteland out there, but that's beside the point.
Confirmation bias.
They were, and they saw like a hope after learning, like they saw the government destroy so many things. Mm-hmm. So like I did take away some positivity from those, you know, it's a handful of conversations, but I didn't expect to have those. Yeah. So maybe there's a little bit of hope out there.
Well, I think most people are still like conservatives. If there's a fair battle of ideas, conservatives always win. You can see that with Andrew Tate, right? They had to ban Andrew Tate.
So that's where you're going to plant your flag, huh?
And I would like to add that Andrew Tate has effectively banned a lot of sex workers who criticize him immediately. He blocks them pretty fast. He's got very fragile skin. Also, the whole human trafficking thing, allegedly, I don't know. I don't think that would be a strong case for this is an individual you should probably choose as a truth sayer. Yeah. You know?
Hey, also, in terms of if we're going to talk about playing fair, and how the best ideas always win, and they only banned Andrew Tate because they have to silence his ideas. Right. One thing that I think might be an unfair method of inflating one's public profile would be to trap people in a pyramid scheme so that their financial well-being depends on posting your content and posting videos and flooding social media with videos of you so that if they do that, they can get some of their money back that they gave to you because you promised them you were going to fix their problems.
Mm-hmm.
That might be an example of what an unfair way to behave looks like. Mm-hmm. Just a thought.
But could that be that you have the woke mind virus? Have you considered that?
I definitely have the woke mind virus because Elon Musk put a chip in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor of all of the things he does and all of the things Google and Facebook and all of them do. I love it all.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. He became the most popular person in the world fairly quickly to the point where
oh yeah, most popular person in the world, for sure. For sure.
He went against the Hassan Pikers, he went against all these people, and he won the battle of ideas to the point to where they had to say, you're out of here. Yeah. So if there's a fair battle of ideas, we still win because we have
So here's the crazy thing. Why? If the ideas they have lose, why do they want them to be maintained?
They like
probably because they don't think their ideas lose. Is probably
yeah,
why
that one. Yeah. That thing. Yeah.
Does it ever occur to them to like, do you think leftists are sitting around having a conversation about us saying this shit about us? Like, you know, do they think this, but about us, you know,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah. Also, if you've never seen, Hassan debate Andrew Tate, it is one of the most hilarious de-pantsings of a person I've ever seen.
Oh, fantastic. Some like, you know, little details that got kind of left out was that Andrew Tate was actually flirting with, I think, someone who was underage as they were on camera before Hassan came on. It was like, you know, I guess, you know, they were 17 and he's like hitting on the woman being like, you know, you should drop your loser, blah, blah, blah. This person is like an acolyte of Andrew Tate and is like super defensive of him. And then that's right before Hassan came on. And then, yeah, it was fantastic. He was not a top G. We'll say that much. Yeah, not the top G in that interaction. She was 16. Sorry, I apologize. She was 16 years old.
That's fine if he married her.
True. Yeah. Then it's legal. It's legal and Christian. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Godly. Make America straight again. Yeah.
Power. Bottom G. Yeah. One would
get
say.
That, but why not just adopt the good idea and maintain power? Then
they don't think it's a good. Well,
yeah, you just yeah, yes,
yeah.
You just said it. Yeah, we don't think your ideas are good.
No,
is why.
No, I think
also just the idea that like, well, we keep getting power, so why don't they accept that our ideas are better?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Yeah, unreasonable to say the least.
I mean, there's always going to be friction in humanity. That's as natural as humanity is as eating and drinking water, right? It always has to be friction. So I think they want their ideas to win. I'm being honest, right? This might sound crazy. I think a lot of these kids were put on these pills when they were younger, and they grow up and they don't understand. They don't understand. No, I was at a Matt Walsh rally, and I saw a guy sucks. With green hair spit on a guy that was on our side. And I'm like, do you know what happened where I'm from if you spit on somebody? I don't think these people understand. No. They get pit on these pills. These pills literally tell you they make you crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't think they can. That's why they can't function if somebody disagrees with them, right?
Right.
That's why they can't just function. So I think these are the people in charge of Twitter, not anymore, in charge of social media, in charge of everything.
Schools. And what's going to
happen? What? Hey, what? I think what he was trying to say is that psychiatric medicine. It makes people crazy, and that's what turns them into leftists.
Sure.
Which one might respond, if that's the case, why is it that there were leftists before the invention of psychiatric medicine or psychiatry?
I think you're doing too much cooking.
It's like he's like, how come they think it's okay? They see someone spit on Matt Walsh and they don't think about the fact that that sometimes people get punched for spitting on people. Think about it, leftists. Like, what point are you trying to make here? I genuinely don't get it. I genuinely don't. Like, I agree. I think it's bad to spit on people.
Yes.
I don't think it's comparably bad to the things Matt Walsh does. I think if we're ranking things in terms of harm done, getting a spit on definitely sucks. I don't want to get spit on. Please don't spit on me.
Yep.
But I also think that that's less dangerous than like taking a marginalized group of people and portraying them as out to steal your children, like so many goblins.
Yeah, and what if you post the public address of a hospital and then the contact information of the people who work at the hospital and then say, hey, by the way, these people are mutilating your kids, and so people take action and call them bomb threats, death threats, that kind of stuff. Probably a little worse. A little worse in the scheme.
Yeah, if you said, okay, one of two things is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm going to spit on you or I'm going to call in a bomb threat to a hospital, I would be like, of the two, if those are my options, spit on me.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Personally.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What happened is there's going to be this ad campaign from Neuralink where it's like, only racists don't get Neuralink. Yeah, and they're going to go, I'm not a racist. Plug me in, baby. Just, they're going to have like a thing that's going to go into your spine. And go,
literally.
You could be an oppressed minority in the AI digital system if you get the brain chip. I see that coming. Like, you could be Native American. Wow. Elizabeth Warren signing up right now. Like, yes. I mean, get to live my life.
And you're the ones who spend all of your time pretending to be oppressed.
Yeah,
I don't get it. You're literally doing it right now.
Yeah. Well, it's reversed. They think that like the left has an oppression fetish or something. That's why they're trying to actually point things out. Like, it's so weird because it's like, if you point out, hey, by the way, there's inequalities and the way society works actually disproportionately affects different groups based on arbitrary shit that we made up. They think that by saying that in and of itself is enough to be like, you're the cause of all this, and you're actually the one who's oppressed. You're the problem. At the end of the day, so
you won't be able to buy or sell with it.
I couldn't see. Yeah, I couldn't see the shift from Elon Musk, you know, Neuralink playing woke to trying to get people to sign up. That's why I'm like, is he this Pied Piper who's trying to convince all of these people on the right? Think about it this way: what group of people will reject Neuralink outright? Okay, it's conservatives. They go on shows and they'll outright say like, I'm never getting that. I mean, you're saying it right now.
No,
I hereby pledge. Before God and country, I will never get Neuralink.
Hey, I too pledge. Chats, do you pledge as well? Do you take the pledge?
I don't care if it's Elon Musk or my best friend Alphabet or the Tricom atheists offering it to me. I will not take Neuralink.
Yes.
I dare to resist Neuralink.
Yes. Yes. I'm getting the Microsoft version. Well, fair enough. I didn't know there's competition.
Well, yeah, if Microsoft does it, I'll get that. Sure.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But,
yeah, no,
but no, not if
Bill,
it's,
Bill
not
Gates
if it's
can do no wrong. Yeah.
Or Elon Musk or the Tricom atheists.
Yes, absolutely.
So Elon Musk knows, I don't need to win over the left. They're going to do it. They're going to do whatever they're told to do.
Famously, the leftists just conformist. Fall in line conformist. With whatever Elon Musk says. We are on board.
You know the left, pesky conformists.
Elon Musk needs to convince to agree yeah. with him are the right wingers.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They're naturally very skeptical of him and his ideas.
Yeah. Yes.
Right is going to resist in them over. And then he's going to he'll come out. And I don't know exactly what he'll do to try and convince people to get Neuralink. He'll say something like, we've had people defending it and fair point, people who are paralyzed and stuff, you know, that really can't help them.
Yeah, because then they can be an avatar. They can be Jake Sully for sure. Yeah.
Fair enough.
It's the only way I can think to help people who are paralyzed. You know, he asked me for a ramp, but I think it's probably easier to give you robot legs that we control.
Or a chip in your brain.
Gonna kill like a approximately rough spitball here. I don't know, 10,000 monkeys ought to do it.
Yeah.
And then we can get you the robot legs.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the future.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out and he's like, you know, we're going to have absolute free speech and we're going to bypass the system and push back and boot out.
How are you doing a Donald Trump voice?
Absolute free speech. Yeah.
Folks.
Yeah.
Folks, Neuralink, we have the best free speech. It's the biggest free speech.
The FBI deep state, and we're going to do it on Neuralink.
We're going to progress. Oh,
he went a little Sanders existence. Near the end of that. Like, yeah. I'm once again asking you to take Neuralink.
If he wanted to make a coherent version of this argument, he would say that, like, oh, right now he's pandering to right wingers because he knows all he has to do is virtue signal something, yes. something. If he just says like trans rights, then all the leftists are going to be like, I'm getting Neuralink. And if you don't get it, you're racist. You know?
Yeah.
That's what's happening. I don't like that future. I think it's a very bleak future.
One generation at a time, slowly more and more machine.
Yeah.
And then in 1,000 years, there's no humans. There's just weird robots flying around making more of themselves. Wally.
But isn't that the way they convince people? Because all you have to do, and the media does this all the time, and the left, they're the best at it. You control people with emotions, right? If somebody's emotionally attached to something, you have a better chance of convincing them. So if Neuralink, like you already said, it can help somebody in a wheelchair, or Elon Musk said, it can help you if you're blind. It can help you if you have Alzheimer's. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows somebody in their family with these things. You know?
Yeah, but but like, if I have a family member who's blind, that doesn't make me want to get Neuralink because it would help them see.
Yeah, which is, I was just thinking that. I was like, is that where the logic of this, like, I don't know, line of thought is going?
Like, also, genuinely? What the fuck are you talking about? It won't help with any of those things.
No, it won't.
It's not going to do that. It's like a cell phone brain interface. It's not like it's not going to.
As of now, the only thing it's supposed to allegedly have demonstrated is that it was capable of playing Pong. Like someone played Pong. Well, sorry, monkeys played Pong before they died from the torture and the implant on like this console. But that's all it's shown so far. Yeah.
Yeah, which I feel like. You know, fair dues, if a monkey were quadriplegic, it probably couldn't have played Pong.
Also true. Yeah.
So everyone knows, everyone has a family member who is a quadriplegic monkey who desperately wants to play Pong.
And that's just how the left operates. They force you, you know, the left and the leftists, they force you to believe that. They use emotion. They use emotion to compromise your own values and beliefs.
Actually, I suppose a quadriplegic could still operate a pong paddle with their mouth.
Yes,
probably a lot of ways you could. So actually, yeah.
But Neuralink.
I'm saying, so if they pull on your emotional strings, I think a lot of people will start getting it for their family, and then next thing you know, it's normalizing everybody.
Not just that, but if you're depressed, if you're anxious, which a lot of people are because of how the diet has been essentially destroyed here in the United States, which more and more people are becoming as they're becoming dependent on big pharma, just to normalize
the diet.
The diet did create depression. Depression did not exist before the diet, before that all-American diet came along, you know? Ah, the burger, it really started depression, you know?
I as a depression sufferer, I am wondering what I got to eat to make that go away.
Well, for one, stop the consumption.
So that I can be as happy as this guy.
Well, he does look
I can be as happy and mentally balanced as this guy.
It's the porn you see. It's the porn that's causing all
I don't eat porn.
Oh, well, then you're fine. You're fine. But most people do.
Our hormone levels and endocrine system, they have been fried emotionally. And I think there's a reason that this is happening. I think this is all deliberate. I think this is all a part of their agenda because when
their agenda. Whose agenda, buddy?
There.
Whose agenda are you talking about there, I wonder? Just something to think about. Mm-hmm. What he could be saying there.
And do you remember when we were talking about how they, in the same broadcast, talked about how Ye was actually bringing positivity to the world? That was a weird thing to say in the current paradigm, you know?
Who was it that Ye specifically said that were using pornography to control people's minds? Oh, there was a group of people that Ye said that specific thing about.
It was, it's hard to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be anybody.
Triple parentheses. Either way.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that they're anti-Semites. And I just to be clear, fucking sue me. You're anti-Semites, clearly. you're saying that the Jews are controlling us all via pharmaceuticals and making us eat the bad hamburgers that make us fat.
The ones that cause depression. Yeah. The Jewish hamburgers that cause depression. Foiled again. You'll notice
they don't eat pork, right? Because that's where they put the sad hormones.
Yes, that's where they all go. It all makes sense now. All right, makes sense. The sad burgers. Good. All right, we know. Now we know.
When you're sad, when you need someone else to step into your life and then take control of it, that person stepping is the government, and that government needs and relies on those people who are destroyed essentially by them as well.
And look at what's happening in Canada with MAID. It's like the opposite version, but just as dark. You know, sign up, you know, fill out an application, take your life away. I mean, and for simple reasons like that too. It's really that terrifies me.
You guys
the same thing.
You guys ever seen the movie Gamer with the
what dialogue tree series of combinations? I want to know what the code was where at that moment it was like zing. All right, now's a good time to bring this up. Yeah, assisted suicide. Oh, it's killing everyone in Canada. I tells you. Hey, did you guys ever see Gamer?
The movie Gamer. For those that haven't seen it, which is virtually everyone, it was a movie about a world where convicted criminals were made into the playable characters in video games, and then gamers would jack their brain into the video game and play like virtual reality where they are actually killing people, but you're using the bodies of real people to do it for some extremely contrived reason. And the hero of the movie is played by, I believe, Gerard Butler. And he teams up with the gamer, and they fight back and win the game so that he can get his freedom.
I didn't know it was Gerard Butler. What?
I think so. It's been a while since I thought about this movie.
it's like from the early aughts, isn't it?
I remember it like to 2011 there-ish.
It's 2009. Okay. On the cusp, that makes us both correct. You get to revel in being both correct there. Oh, wow. It is. Well done. I got to rewatch Gamers.
And Michael
though.
C. Hall is in that one. Dexter's in that one. That was his big project after Dexter finished up.
No way. Oh, I got to rewatch Gamers. Thanks, Tim.
Oh, man.
What's that guy's name?
Sounds familiar.
Well, Gerard Butler's in it. So basically, there's a guy, he's like falsely accused or something, and then if you're on death row, you're granted freedom if you elect to be used as an avatar in a game where video gamers can control your body. And so Gerard Butler is in like this battlefield, he's got to kill people or whatever, and this kid's controlling him, and he's like, hey, give me control. You never seen this?
No,
I haven't either.
And so
nobody's seen this movie, Tim.
But I love how serious they'll take it. They're like, wait, what? What the fuck happened to Gerald Butler? Explain yourself.
Like, It's a huge flop, specifically because of its incredibly dumb premise that you are now treating as the inevitable future of humanity.
AI. Here we are.
Oh, 10 years ago. And so Gerard Butler is like, give me control and I'll win. And so then the kid like stops and then Gerard Butler just goes ape and starts taking everybody out.
Yeah, which is what every player would do, which is why the premise makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
But then basically the point of the story is they have these online games where you can take some kind of like brain implant that you like snort or something and then give up control of your body to someone to, for someone to use you as an avatar. So there's like people who go to this club scene and then people use their bodies for like weird sex stuff. And then in the end, what happens is the guy who made it all has absolute control over everyone else who's plugged in. So there's like the scene where he's like doing this weird movement and all the guys around him are doing the same thing. Like he's puppeteering them. Yeah, that's the thing about Neuralink. Why I'm like, I would love the idea.
Just to live a day in his world, just dazzled by everything in front of him. Just like the idea that you see that movie and that's like a, you're like, what a twist. Turns out that the people in charge of the murder game are bad. Turns out they have all the power in this situation.
They're using it for nefarious purposes. They control the other people who saw this coming. Hey, also, sorry. Well, I was going to say, before you do this, an addendum. Tim Pool tweeted out a very, like, biting joke at Neuralink, and then Elon Musk responded with two flame emojis, and then Tim Pool 180'd his take, and he was like, jokes aside, by the way, I just want to say that I think Neuralink could be good. It's just, like, I do have questions. Like, just fucking instantly was like, bwop. So...
Yeah, well, because, you know, the writer, the ones that he's got to convince, you see.
Right, yes, the right.
Whereas I think there's almost nothing he could say to let him convince me to do a surgery on my head.
And I do feel there's also a lot of people on the right who there's nothing you could say to convince them otherwise. They should do that.
Yeah, because they know it'll trigger me. Exactly. It'll make me upset. That's all they need.
I'm going to own the thought slime by fucking getting the implant, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, just the fact that he's this excited about the movie Gamer is just really funny to me.
It's pretty funny.
He used to only talk about Marvel movies. Now he's somehow gone backwards. He likes even dumber movies now. Marvel movies put them with too much diversity in them. So now he's like, oh, did you ever see Gamer though? That one was real good.
That tells it like it is. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
Able to plug your brain and like you're transported into an actual Skyrim, like you see an experience,
an actual Skyrim.
Throwing fireballs at a dragon or something. But what's gonna happen is,
yeah, I've done that.
You can do that now, I hear.
An Oculus, you can just play it on. You can play Skyrim VR right now. It's fun,
and you can fight the dragons. That's cool.
Yeah,
Elon's gonna knock on your door. And you're going to be like, oh, Elon Musk. And he's going to go, turn around, go make me a pizza. And you're going to go, yes, Elon. And you're going to turn around and you're going to go do it. And then you're going to be sitting there and you're going to go, you're going to be making the pizza going, why am I making a pizza for him? It feels so good. I love doing this.
Yeah. Imagine if like rich people had the power to tell us what to do. Mm-hmm. Like that's a really scary thought for the future is they might have give you a surgery that lets them tell you what to do and they'd have power over you. It's pretty scary.
That sounds dystopian. I don't want to be in that reality.
Why was it's like, yo, when they have Neuralink in your brain, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, inject this into your blood. They're going to say, hand your kid over and you're going to basically orgasm when you do these things you hate. They will get you to do things you hate and it will feel good.
Thousands of orgasms in your pod as you're being force-fed bugs.
Like, why would they do it?
Also, why did you go there? That's such a weird direction to have taken this conversation in. It's like, hey, we're having a discussion about the future of AI. And also, they will torture and abuse your children while you come. That's the future I think is
going to
happen.
Cannot stress this enough. You are going to nut so hard in the future.
You are going to come uncontrollably as they torture your kids. That's the future.
Yeah. You're going to be shooting thick ropes the whole time that they're taking away your kids. I cannot stress this point.
Gamer.
Enough.
Gamer basically predicted this.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just want to return to the cum for a second. You are going to be. Yeah. It's like.
Weirdo. Okay, sorry, wait, what? What was that last part? You had me up until I'm going to have orgasms because my kids are being tortured. That's weird.
Okay. Well, it's like, why in the hypothetical future that they're imagining, why mm-hmm. would they need to do this?
I don't know. It like, doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, it doesn't make any sense.
A lot easier ways to have done it, but sure. Sure.
It's essentially the future that allows
you people just sold it to facing. Some people out there.
Exactly. Like, I'm not kidding. Someone. That's literally what they're going to yeah. be doing. That's how they're going to be getting. That's how they're going to destroy humanity with pleasure. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's going to be a mix, though, of a 1984 style totalitarian government with, of course, a Soma Brave New World reality that I think.
No, those are all works of fiction to criticize you. Those are all about how much you suck.
Soma, the horror video game. Is that the reference you just threw us?
Soma, it's a dystopian book.
Ah, okay. I have not read it. I'm not familiar with it. Okay, fair enough. Oh,
Soma is the name of a drug that I believe the ancient Romans would take that is now extinct, and we don't know what it was.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so it's a word that gets used a lot.
Can I
believe it's where the word psychosomatic comes from. Don't quote me on that.
Oh, all right. Now I have to look up this book. I have both a comic book and a real book to read. Soma book fiction. Can I just quickly say thank you to Rhizome for the massive raid, and also thank you to TYT for the raid as well. You are watching and listening to myself and Thought Slime. If you'd like to enjoy Thought Slime's takes on things such as Tim Pool is not good, actually, go to youtube.com/ThoughtSlime and go check him out.
And in the future, when I install a microchip in your brain, I'll make you nut if you go to my page, even if you don't want to go to it.
If you came in with zero context, you'd probably be like, what the fuck?
I want that to be the first thing you know about me. Oh, thoughts on you mean that guy is going to make me nut? With a microchip? What?
Yeah, that's an aggressive sell.
This is a great comment. This is how humanity ends, not with a bang, but with a nut.
I'm not going to give context. I know people are like, Lance, explain the context for the people joined. No. There's no
explanation required.
There's no context possible that will save that or steer a course. Yeah.
We only give the context to the right wingers because they need to be convinced. But you'll just fall in line, like the little sheep you are.
Everyone on the left just falls in line. That's the thing.
Yeah, just like in the 2009 hit film Gamer.
Mm-hmm. I think is also going to be prevalent as well. And we're seeing this left and right kind of dichotomy being pushed back and forth. And this is the kind of lock steps that are being put into place.
The left, because they're out to make us all eat bugs and trap us in pods and destroy humanity by making us all not too much. They're pushing this good versus evil narrative, which is why they have to be destroyed, because they're trying to destroy the world.
Yep. Makes sense.
Towards total slavery.
Thanks for watching this clip from the Timcast IRL podcast.
Well done.
Hang out with us live Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. and become a member over at timcast.com.
You know what? I feel bad for this chicken. Like, it couldn't have known when that picture was being taken. This is how they were going
to
use it.
I have people in my chat saying you can't use something that AI scripted earlier because that's cheating. You have to do it in real time. So I have ChatGPT. What's a scene you can craft in your mind? Involving Tim Pool
in the year 2080 fights the cyber leftists on Christmas Day. It's
okay. Write a scene from a movie of Tim Pool in the year 2080 where he fights the cyber leftists. Anything else? Yes. Or is that it?
What more could you need?
All right, here we go. Away with you. I'm sorry, but I'm not programmed to write creative fiction or engage in inflammatory or offensive content. What? I didn't think that was that offensive. What did we say? Oh, the leftist part. Ah, maybe it's the cyber leftist. Okay, hold on. Write a scene of, because I've done Tim Pool. That's not what cancels it. Mm-hmm. Okay, what do we replace leftist with?
Cyber
activists?
Activist is good. That's good. That's good.
That's generic. Again, I'm not programmed to create scenarios where real people are depicted in a violent or aggressive manner. Ah, okay. Right. All right. So let's do something more friendly then. Write a scene from a Christmas movie where Tim Pool learns the value of what? Don't say friendship. We already did friendship before. They're going to say I'm cheating.
Love.
Okay. The value of love. Here's a brief scene from a Christmas movie where Tim Pool learns the value of love. Can you see this on my screen?
Or I can just watch your. Well, no, because there's a lag, right?
Well, yeah, but it's writing it out. So once it's actually. Once
this is just how Lance convinces me to go watch his stream. I can't because there's ads. Twitch is so full of ads now.
Shameless.
Look at this.
Oh, it didn't even break it up into like, oh, wait. Okay, so there's some dialogue.
No, they're at White Claws. Don't buy any White Claws to punish them for this. White Claws is silencing me. Okay, here we go. Now I can see your screen.
You can do better than White Claws.
This now there's the recursive.
It's very short, though.
Hmm.
There's not even, like, dialogue for us to go back and forth.
Yeah. This isn't a script.
Tim sat at his desk, surrounded by piles of paperwork and empty coffee cups. He had been working nonstop for weeks, just trying to meet the end of the year deadline. I'm feeling the confirmation bias is a little too strong with this one. Okay. First of all,
when there's a knock at his door, it should have been Elon Musk saying, hand your kids over.
Okay, let's add that. Okay, write a scene of dialogue between two characters in a Christmas movie between Tim Pool and Elon Musk. Here's a brief scene. Okay, we got it. Okay, ready? Who do you want to be, Tim or Elon?
Oh, God, what a choice. Which of these two people do I want to be? I guess Elon.
Okay, I'll start the scene. Hey, Elon. Long time no see.
Tim, good to see you. How's everything going?
Oh, you know. Just trying to keep up with the holiday craziness. What about you?
Same here, but I always try to remember the true meaning of Christmas. Giving back to those in need and spreading love and joy to those around us.
Yeah! I totally agree. It's easy to get caught up in the materialistic side of the holidays, but it's important to remember what really matters.
You're telling me an AI wrote this? It's uncanny. I would have sworn a human being wrote this. Absolutely. And speaking of giving back, I was thinking of doing a little something special for the community this year. I was wondering if you'd be interested in helping out.
Definitely. I'd love to be a part of something like that.
Great. Let's start planning together. We can make this holiday season truly meaningful for those around us.
I couldn't agree more. Let's do it.
Activate nut!
Come!
If only I'd watched the movie Gamer, I'd know what he was up to.
We could have seen this coming if we had just watched Gamer.
If we as a society had made the movie Gamer a hit, we'd be safe.
I agree with you. I think it's pretty obvious that an AI wrote this. That it's not original.
Yeah. What little writing tip is that there was no real conflict in that story. It's just two people like agreeing about some pretty
generic things,
blasé thoughts about what Christmas means. I think it's good to be nice. I also think it's good to be nice. Mm-hmm. Let's be nice together, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we learned some things. And it's a Christmas miracle.
Homework is over. The end.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure and an honor to do this again. I missed it.
Agreed. We've got to do this more often.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun.
Yes. Yeah, also, one of the most infuriating things I've ever seen. But yes,
the first half, half was pretty brutal. The second half was
one of the bleakest 22-minute periods of my life.
Yeah, that was
felt like it went for hours.
Yeah, I know that was so intense. Can your chat see my dog on stream?
Probably not. Let me.
He's wearing the cutest sweatshirt. You have to show his Christmas sweatshirt.
I have to. Yes, You can now see the dog.
This is Chico, everybody.
Chico, what's going on?
There's a mirror there. It's not two dogs. Don't be fooled.
It is a mirror.
You know, Marxists love to lie.
It is true. Marxists do love to lie. And we put chip implants in to force people to have orgasms. That's apparently what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very merry holidays to you, Mildred. And
you
and
as well.
To your family and friends and all that stuff. And your chat. Y'all are awesome.
And you out there, I just want you to know if you are not having a good
Oh shit. Damn, hold on, I'm gonna recall. That was on me. Hey, sorry, that was
this guy.
And you, I love how you're like, and you all out there. I was like, gone. So I was trying to open the window that you were that I had. Sure. Anyways, I won't bore you. Sure. I was trying to 1984 censor you. So
yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I wouldn't believe you anyway because Marxists always lie so that they can get us in pods eating, and nutting. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Lance, and Merry Christmas, chat one and all. My Christmas spirit has been restored, and my heart has grown three sizes this day.
Nice, amazing. We reverse Grinched. Mm-hmm. Merry, merry, everyone.
Merry to you.
Bye.
Be well.
Do you enjoy the SERPs but prefer not to have to use your eyeballs? Many are saying this. Well, we've got the solution for you. It's the SERP Times in podcast form, available on most major podcasting networks now. If you enjoy it, please consider leaving a good review and feedback because it really helps the show out, apparently, and it's free, just like the podcast.
To our gods, Xander Corvus and Peyton L. Juice, we shall spend many a generations building mighty cathedrals in your honor. To our monarch, Tom Spiker, we are but your oafish jesters, here to offer you a laugh at any opportunity. To our brave Knights of the Round Table, Rachel K., Izzy Solidarity, Victoria Bell, Sebastian Demel, Mark Harmon, Benji Arnie, Scary Earth Human, Tony, DM Rivera, Resident Scarecrow, Sir Nickus, Cheryl Alvarez, Ruby Kelly, Brandon, Words Greenwood, Everything Important, Hegbert Celine, Matthew Scarborough, Stellar Vision, Ariane McCarthy, Doug Cady, Daniel Sutton, Jenna Tal, Dark Puppy, Quiet One 85, Anna Loves Riley, Omni, Riley and Anna, Poodle Hawk, Multi Mondi, Trevbot EXE, Brian Ephraim, Anthropofojak, Catherine, Ramon Acosta, Nkosin, Ralph Parler, Violent Orchard, Political Puppy, La Media Panza, Todd Buckingham, and Todd Lajeunesse. We salute our valiant heroes off to fight injustice everywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.